Well, let's stay on this topic because given the Secondary Teachers Union says one in three school pupils identifies as part of the LGBT community, then it's important, is it not, that we meet the needs of kids. Fetu Cormack is the president of the New Zealand Principals Federation. Hello to you, Fetu.
Kia ora, Rachel.
Why do we need gender-neutral toilets in schools? Critics will say this is, you know, political correctness gone mad.
Well, Rachel, the issue is not actually about toilets. The issue is around ensuring that our schools are inclusive for all children, to ensure that schools are safe, where young people can be who they are, whether that be based on their cultural background, their ethnicity, their religious background, or their own sexuality differences. So this is about diversity and ensuring our schools are inclusive for all young people.
This is not something I ever experienced at school, bearing in mind I was at school quite some years ago and in a very different era. So I wasn't exposed to transgender students or transitioning students. So what's changed? Or is it just that we're more aware now?
Well, I think we're more aware now. Society has moved on. I'm very proud that I've come from Aotearoa, New Zealand, where we are a very open country. We are open-minded. We get on well with one another. The increasing diversity of our country means that in schools, educators need to be responding to those diverse needs. And this is just about enabling schools, teachers, because the PPTA are working with teachers and school leaders so that they can better understand those young people who identify as lesbian, gay, bisexual or teens. And so this is about providing opportunities for leaders to transform their schools to be inclusive. So just going back to my earlier comment, whether the child be Māori, whether the child be special needs, or the child be gay or transitioning to another gender, that schools are safe places for young people to be in.
Well, what happens if we don't do this? I mean, if we don't have, you know, gender and neutral loos and also uniforms where children can choose so that they're, you know, whatever gender they wish. What happens if we don't do that? What's the impact on kids in New Zealand schools if we don't?
Well, schools are doing and responding to the needs of their young people. We have a great system where our schools are self-governing. Boards of trustees, who are essentially parents in the community, support school leaders to offer the very best education for their own community. So if we have a special needs child in a particular school or a child who's transitioning, then the school, no doubt, would be including them and considering their needs, as principals do for every child that might be enrolled in a particular school. So to say, what if we don't do this? Well, we are doing it. We know that there are schools who have gender-neutral uniforms. There's a particular school in Dunedin that has said to the young people, we have trousers, we have a kilt, so if you're a boy or a girl, you can decide which one you want to wear. I've heard of South North Hospital has just introduced a traditional Pacifica La Whaitanga, which is a lava for the boys to wear, and I understand Wesley College for some years has had that. And, you know, often it's the audience, those folk who are looking on, where it might be an unusual situation to see a boy in a kilt. Well, it's just something different that we have to embrace. So difference is good, and it's powerful for our country that we have diversity.
Fetu Cormack, President of the New Zealand Principals Federation, thank you for your comments there. Let me know what you think about what he had to say. 9292 is the text. Rachel at newstalkzb.co.nz. It's 4:15.